Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and I have a hair in my mouth.
Oh, gross.
We get to do the fun game of pull it out of your mouth. Whose is it?
I can't see it.
Any guesses? Any guesses?
No. I mean, one of the women.
One. It's long, which is good news that I did not lose another hair, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our little podcast. Alongside me in our podcast studio slash our bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys. It's a lovely Monday, Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's beautiful outside. We're trying to go. This is our hike day.
We're going to go on a hike today, but it is easy. It is very easy to not go on a hike. It's, as John Mulaney would say at the start of the special, it's just so much easier to not do anything. But more on John Mulaney later, everybody, as we dissect and discuss his SNL episode. Not discuss, discuss. And by discuss, I mean quickly talk about the four sketches that we watched. So,
yeah.
Appreciate you guys tuning in. We have a lot on the docket. We have a travel weekend to discuss.
A lot of housekeeping.
A lot of housekeeping. I did various gigs of various parts of the country that I did. We'll discuss briefly a book that is not coming out. I mean, it may or may not be coming out. We'll see. We're being a little coy on that. We're going to talk potential mask mandates being lifted in the state of California. We are going to talk in schools, that mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. And what else have we got on the docket there, Mel?
Oh,
we're going to talk about ADHD.
We do maybe have an ADHD article.
We may have an article that I sent. And in true ADHD form, it was actually one of those slides, series of slides. It was meme-based, essentially, on the old Instagram.
Exactly.
Pretty good stuff, though. So before we get into that, hey, thank you to all of our patrons who were on the Zoom hang this last weekend.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking that out. We had a nice time taking your guys' questions. We talked about touring. We talked about comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. We talked about, what else did we talk about in there?
It's all a blur.
Sometimes
favorite emojis.
Most used emojis. I think we meant to talk about that, but we didn't.
Actually, we did that mixer when you were coming in.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I like to show up fashionably late to my own Patreon.
A diva.
Well, you know, I just, someone's got to check TikTok. TikTok doesn't check itself.
So, you know, Isaac, this is for you. 10 things about ADHD. If we
Isaac,
this is
if
for
you're
you,
listening,
you should be
here,
listening.
This is Patron absolutely Isaac. For you. So be sure to check that out. Before we get going any further, though, also, if you're not familiar with Patreon, it's just a way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the pod and Dustin Nickerson comedy and all those things. So, for example, this week you have the Patreon Zoom hang, a YouTube video that you got day before everybody else. Get some exclusive things. Like I just did an interview with Ethan. Formerly at the Babylon Bee. He's not at the Babylon Bee anymore. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
And that video, that interview that I did with him will go just to our patrons. Stuff like that, where we have some content that
exclusives.
I go, hey, exclusive. It makes sense to give it just to those patrons. Starts as low as
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
And so we've got merch and merch discounts. Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
And mostly what we're, it's like I said, it's just a way, if you guys are wanting a little more from us, you can get a little more from us.
And the next Patreon Zoom hang is March 20th.
There you go.
So about 3 weeks.
Doug, newest patron. I always mix it up. Newest patron, Doug. Thanks for signing up, Doug. We really appreciate you. Before we go too much further, upcoming live shows, bunch of new ones on sale.
Just announced.
And more coming. But here we are, everybody. So March 24th, we're at the Improv in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. By we, I mean me. May 4th, we're at ASW Whiskey Exchange in Atlanta, Georgia. June 16th at the Old Church in Portland, Oregon. This is a new one on sale. A couple new, I think everything else after this is new on sale. June 18th. Tembler Brewing Company in Bakersfield, California. June 19th, that's Father's Day. Levity Live in Oxnard, California. So Ventura, nice. Santa Barbara, that general area. I've never headlined in that area. I need you guys to come out so that they let me work the club again sometime.
Have your barbecue earlier in the day.
July 1st and 2nd, Mic Drop Comedy Club, San Diego, California. That's a new club that's opening up. We're excited to do. Oh, yeah, on that, that's a great Father's Day gift. A comedy club show is a great Father's Day gift, especially when it's a dad. Would it also be a good Father's Day gift? A funny marriage book that's not called How to Be Married to Melissa, and it's not available for pre-sale on Amazon right now. July 29th and 30th, we're going to be at Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Words are so hard sometimes. August 17th, the Improv in Irvine, California. And September 22nd, the Comedy Club, Kansas City. It's literally called the Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club. Okay.
I think it used to be the Comedy Club of Kansas City. Listen, there's some bad comedy club names out there. I'm not going to name any of them, but there's a lot of them. They're not hard to find. Additional dates will be on sale soon in Austin, St. Louis, kind of flirting around with a Minneapolis one right now. Potentially a Sioux Falls. We've got some things. Indy. I'm just trying to not be a part of this family.
Stop. Via one night headlining.
Fair point. This weekend I was not headlining. I was doing 20 minutes in front of
various theaters.
International superstar Taylor Tomlinson at various venues across the country. Okay, so this was my week.
You had a wild tour week.
Wild week, everybody. This is what I did. On Wednesday morning, I woke up and I flew to Louisville, California. Yikes. Louisville, Kentucky. I flew to Louisville.
Yeah.
And I drove across the Ohio River, and that took me into Indiana. Do you track with that? Flew to Kentucky.
I didn't know you were there.
Flew to Kentucky. This is how little I know about that, the geography of that part of the country. Flew to Kentucky, crossed the Ohio River, and ended up in Indiana, in Albany, Indiana. So I was there on Wednesday for like a marriage event, and I would have been so nice if I had a marriage book that was coming out that I could have promoted and been signing copies of, and it would have been so nice, and they would have gotten advanced copies because they bought it at a live show. I mean, that would have been so helpful, but it would have been crazy if I would have been doing that all weekend too and like ran out of copies. Oh, that would have been wild. So missed opportunities there. And then I flew to Milwaukee the next day.
This would have been Thursday.
Yeah. This is like the worst time of year for travel. Not in its busyness, just weather-wise. It's bad weather.
And there was some crazy storms happening.
Former front seater Kelsey Cook flew. She lives in Spokane. Flew to Hartford, Connecticut. Got there the night before. And then all the shows got canceled.
That is so awful.
We were just talking about how, like, I think we should just only send the New York comedians to the Northeast gigs during this time of year. There's no reason to send someone from the West Coast. There is no lack of gigs out there.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard to travel. You have to do the day before and all that kind of stuff. So I go out and I do that gig and it's fun. And then I get up early the next morning to go to Milwaukee and I'm meeting Taylor there. I have a connection through the Atlanta airport because you have to go, and you know,
Atlanta's a huge airport.
Atlanta's a big hub. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be tight. I know the connection is going to be tight because this is de-icing time of year.
Okay.
This is the time where planes get de-iced.
Whatever that means.
That means they put you on the plane and then they go put a couple different substances on it. There's like a
the
goop.
Wheels?
All over the outside of the plane. This is how they get the... Have you never done this? Yeah,
I've flown through Alaska like as a child.
Your pilot father is ashamed of you right now. No, it's I always joke with Taylor like when it's getting de-iced, I was like, they knew this plane was icy. Why did they have to wait till now to do it? Why do they have to
Maybe
wait?
Maybe they have to do it right before they take off.
I think that's exactly it. They have to do it right before they take. I'm sure of it. I don't know. And they have to do it with the door shut, or probably because you're like, this is probably some awful substance that we shouldn't be breathing.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, the plane is just sitting there. How come you can't do it while we're boarding? And then you realize, well, you'd probably want this to be airtight. It'd be like the fumigating of the homes. Yeah. You know, we don't want any of this to leak in and out to
Six
the wrong
feet
person.
Away.
So you just, it's a terrible feeling because you just sit there on the runway and you're waiting for some guy. That's the worst part about the airport. When you're waiting, you're just waiting for some dude. Some guy who may or may not have been on time that day. He may or may not be interested in working that day. His wife might have left him the night before. He might be hungover. He might be his last day. He's so cold. He's not into this. This is not what he dreamed of when
or
he
she.
Was a kid. And we're just sitting there. This is an insult. So I just went to guy. This was actually me being very woke and progressive here. I just always assume. I just always hate that feeling of like, this is just some person deciding whether or not us 200 people are going to make it to where we need
connection.
To be, to our jobs, to our families, to whatever, our social engagements, to our weddings, to our anniversaries. Shame on you if you're getting married in February somewhere, but maybe they're going somewhere warm. They're, you know, it is also the time of year where you can very much tell where people are going based on how they're dressed, because one thing that people
like the winter, you know, getting to the sun areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do people who live in cold climates love to do when they get to the airport to fly to Mexico or Hawaii? They love to dress the part.
Yeah. So like beach clothes.
You would think when you walk in to the Milwaukee airport on February 4th at 6 a.m., you would think you were in a luau in Waikiki. You would think...
Straw hats.
People. A guy brought his own pig to smoke in the airport and at gate 3. Melissa, he forgot the apple. He had to go to the little stand to get the apple. It was a whole thing. They love it. And so people are so excited. And, you know, Disney, obviously, that always happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Disney family.
Yeah. I don't know if this is interesting to people, but this helps me to talk about.
And, honestly, and you flew into Burbank.
Well, we'll get there. So I get to my connection. We get super delayed. And the planes, the app's doing that thing where it goes like, hey, you want to switch flights? I was like, no, I can do it, man. I can do it. I can make this connection. And I did. I full sprinted.
In Atlanta.
Like had to take a break or two because I was out of breath. That level of sprint through two terminals, and I made it. And I got there and they were like doing final boarding call.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, I made it. And then my bags didn't make it, which is another thing that airlines do every once in a while. The Delta didn't believe in me. After everything that I've given to Delta, Melissa, after every connection that I have sprinted to make, they assumed I wasn't going to make the flight. So they put my bags on the next flight, which is very annoying. Just send the bags ahead of me.
Sure.
Come on. Just send the bags ahead of me. So I got there. My bags weren't there. Blah, 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 blah. Get there. Take a nap. I have to go back to the airport anyways to get Taylor. So I get the bags. I get Taylor. Milwaukee's the type of airport where it's so small. They're like, yeah, you just park out front or whatever. I like literally parked in baggage claim and walked in and got it, which they would take you. You would get a 10-year sentence in San Diego. They would put you in jail for 10 years.
That's amazing.
It's not true. But
no, it's amazing that they let you park there.
It is. It's spectacular. Mm-hmm. So then Taylor and I do a college gig.
Midwest is nice.
Yeah, so nice. Nice folks. Did you know I did a college gig on Thursday?
I did, but you learned about that gig like 2 days before. Mm.
Taylor, in all of her wild levels of success, had forgotten about that gig less than a week before.
And it's not like on our website.
No. And the reason that I found out about it is because somebody DM'd me saying, hey, here's the art for the show. We love you. We're excited to have you. And I was like, show. And my first thought was, they booked Taylor and they just assume I'm coming too.
Yeah.
And I messaged Taylor and I was like, hey, what's going on here? Am I? And she goes like, oh yeah, I added that. And then she did. She was like, at first she was like, I told you, right? And then she was like, actually, full disclosure, I totally forgot about this gig until you texted me, which is great. Because she does the same thing we all do, which is like we kind of look at our website for our dates.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so we do that. Then we fly to Burbank. This is one of the dumbest travel days I've ever had in my life. And that
absolutely.
I wake up
yeah.
at what would be 3 a.m. West Coast time.
On
3 a.m.
Friday.
On Friday. Fly.
In Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Yeah. So I fly, we make a connection through Salt Lake, we fly, we land in Burbank. Lovely little airport. I love the Burbank's
the best.
Burbank is a very sentimental airport because when we were young and fallen in love, I had flea travel, which is when you get, it's really itchy travel. It's not actually fleas. It's just when you get real itchy on planes. So I had flea travel, but I also had free travel.
Yeah.
Because my dad worked for Alaska Airlines. So I would fly into the Burbank airport a lot and go meet up with Melissa. And sometimes we would go to where your family was living at the time, Lancaster, California, which is the worst city in America. That's not statistically proven anywhere. That's just my experience. I've been to 48 of the 50 states. I have been to thousands of American cities.
Yep.
Lancaster is by far the worst one I have ever been to. I hate it with my whole heart.
I have very little attachment to it, so I'm not offended.
We flew in. The first time I went, we flew into Burbank, LA. Lovely. So nice. Hey, Hollywood. We're having a good time. Really nice seeing all this stuff. And then we just started driving away from that place. And
that's
a
crazy freeway, too.
Yeah.
And the 14.
And then you pass Santa Clarita, and you're like, that seemed still kind of nice. And then you just keep going. You just go.
We had multiple times that our vehicles broke down.
All the time. All the time
on
vehicles would break
home.
Down. All the time.
Yeah.
Because you were driving through a wasteland. You were driving through a place that did not need to be inhabited. And you get there and it was 117 degrees the first day I got there. 117 degrees, nothing to do, no culture, no art. People are fine. It's the worst place I've ever been to. It's all on a grid, which is kind of helpful, but like doesn't, not really what you want out of your city. You never be like, man, this city, I always know where I am. That's great. That's the nicest thing that people have to say about Lancaster is that it's on a grid. You know how you want out of all your great cities that they're on a grid. So anyways, though, flying to Burbank, drive to Bakersfield. Well, I actually take a nap on Taylor's couch for about a half an hour. Drive
special.
To Bakersfield. Very special. Mm-hmm. Do a show in Bakersfield. Performed for some rowdy drunks in Bakersfield. We had a good time.
7 p.m.?
Yep.
Yeah.
First show's always at 7. Get in the car. Oh, I had rented a car. Get in a rental car. Drive Taylor back home and Irene. Irene was with us. Drive them both back to Burbank. She lives in Burbank. She lives like 5 minutes from the Burbank airport. The dream.
Ideal.
I would only... The two versions of us in LA are Burbank or Culver. That's it.
Yeah.
Also in this scenario, we are millionaires.
Yeah.
In this little dream of ours. And then I drive home after that. So woke up in Milwaukee, slept in San Diego. In between those days, that time, I flew to LA and did a gig in Bakersfield. And
it's
then
not
came
close
back.
To LA.
No, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours north. Yeah, it's a...
I'm seeing it was further.
It seems further from here, right?
From here.
Because it is further from here. All I say, woke up on Saturday morning here in San Diego, did two gigs at the Balboa Theater, which by some stupid reason, I've performed at three times, or I guess three dates, like five sets, which is hilarious. It was very special. I said it from stage. Taylor and I were open micers together.
In San Diego.
In the mall attached to that club.
Yeah.
And it was great. And to watch her be the star that we always knew she was going to be. I did an interview with her about her to the LA Times yesterday. I told her what you've said so many times is everybody remembers the first time they saw Taylor Tomlinson.
Absolutely.
It was like...
During her set, it's like a... It's a feeling of, it's like a monumental feeling of like, I am watching greatness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And especially when we first saw her, you're like, and you're not old enough to drink.
Yeah.
You're just a little baby Taylor.
Just baby Taylor.
A little baby Taylor. So look at her now. Look at us now. So that was my weekend. And then what do we do Sunday? Zoom hang. And here we are.
Yeah.
Now. We have some things to discuss. That was just a little catch up of the weekend.
Awesome.
Here's what we wanted to discuss today. We want to talk about, okay.
We got
a New York Times notification yesterday that in Washington, Oregon, and California, I believe it was those states, the three states that we've spent the most time in, that the governors had agreed to lift the mask mandate in schools on March 8th.
After March 11th.
March 11th. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, oh, you took a screenshot of it.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I told you, we've talked a lot about our relationship with California here on the podcast.
Sure.
I think that California is, I'm talking about the state itself. I'm talking about the land. I'm talking about the ocean. I'm talking about the things to do. I'm talking about the activities. I'm talking about the weather. I'm talking about the elements of California.
Yeah.
Best state I've ever been to. My favorite by far.
Sure.
Run horrifically.
Right. And like taxes, homelessness.
Taxes. There's huge problems.
Yeah.
Tons of debt.
Yeah.
Some of that just comes with population. I get it. Like some of these states that just got a mass exodus from here to those states, you have this problem coming. It's on the way. But what I always say about California is like being in a relationship with a beautiful girl, but you hate her dad. That's what we have in this state right now. So this, I was telling you about masks in schools right now. We've never been anti-mask. Always since the start, I've always been like, whatever you want me to do, I don't care.
School must happen. That was our philosophy.
That was the joke that I did on stage. They could wear just masks for all I care. Put them in school. Just get this kid in school. And whatever business, like yesterday, so it's been lifted in California. So a couple businesses are still holding on to it. So we usually just carry the mask and we go, do you want me to? If you want me to, it's fine.
They'll have a picture of a store will have a picture of a mask on the door. And then it will say, this is preferred but not required.
Yeah, and it's if you're not vaccinated
like a yellow
or whatever
letter,
it is. Yeah.
On letterhead.
Yeah. And, you know. So I'm whatever. I just want your pizza. I don't care. I don't care. Just give me the thing. I'm not going to die on this hill. I'm not going to make some statement about this. But I had told you that my fear of California is that it was never going to go away in schools or not for a long time.
Right.
Because we'd kind of gotten in this thing of like, well, there's always a new thing now. And now do we wear it during flu season? And now do we wear it during just winter in general? And I use that term very loosely here in California. And so now it's being lifted, but you have a follow-up article to that, correct?
Yeah. San Diego Unified is like the big San Diego school district. And yesterday afternoon, they sent out a letter to teachers, well, and to parents, saying that they are going to wait on unmasking.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it starts with, today, Governor Newsom announced masks will no longer be required, but will be strongly recommended in schools after March 11th. And so the local school boards get to make that decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this was my sense. I don't want to say greatest fear because, you know, I have my greatest fear is spiders. That's my greatest fear. But I had talked to you about this where I went like, I do think there will be a group of people who it will never be good enough for. The mask will
They're
be there for
social distance for the rest of our lives.
The mask will be there forever now. It will be we always have to do this so as to protect ourselves and to protect other people. Or and that's just
vulnerable.
That's just always going to be that way. And my fear in that was like, and that was going to be people in positions of power. And we have come full circle now, Melissa, to that's just some guy making that decision.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a parent, you've watched some school board Zooms.
Yes.
And it's just like...
We had a viral one here in our school district.
Shout out La Mesa Spring Valley.
Yeah.
It's like eight people, you know, middle-aged people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them have parents in the schools.
Yeah.
So, I don't know where our school district is at. They haven't issued a statement yet.
Here's
They're probably fighting about it right now.
And this is what anyone listening or watching needs to know. We don't care.
Well, I do need to get Claire some more masks.
That's the only thing we care about.
With my Old Navy Super Cash. If she needs more. She does need more.
Our biggest take on masks is, do we need to use the Old Navy Super Cash or not?
It expires like on Saturday.
That's our hottest take on masks. It is. Or do we get to use that to buy one of the soccer balls by the cash register or whatever?
Those are in the back.
Those are in the back?
In the kids area.
Okay. What's up by the register these days at the Old Navy?
Water bottles, hair ties.
Okay.
Socks. Wait.
No. Sorry. I was telling you to move your foot so I could see the timer there.
Oh, my bad.
It's all right.
I have my hiking socks on. I'm ready to hike.
And you have big feet. Melissa's an 8.5. And this might be up on YouTube or the internet, so I don't want to talk too much about Melissa's feet because I know people get weird with feet stuff out there. But the point was that your feet were, your feet are bigger than the Zoom recording device. I couldn't see around them. And you are wearing giant wool socks.
Well, my hiking boots, you know, mm-hmm. I got to accommodate those.
You absolutely do. This was a very on-brand segue into going to ADHD stuff. I want to discuss that as this article.
I'm pulling it up right now.
So, you know, I've also just been thinking, like, do these episodes need to be 50 minutes? I'm trying to run with my ADHD right now. I'm trying to
That's what whatever. You're thinking right now while you record a podcast.
I'm going, 40's good, right? Okay, so I sent you this because this is a little Instagram account that I follow. It's not little, it has almost 500,000 followers. Called the Mini, you were getting a call from.
Oh, no. Why is my tax guy calling me?
And two people right now?
Nope, I'm not taking that. Don't, just hang up.
Are you sure the appointment's not today?
I'm sure.
You're positive the appointment's tonight now? We are getting. I declined
it's it. 10:50. They called again?
No, I haven't declined it
just
yet.
Just decline it. Just decline it. Decline it. I put it on the calendar. Here, let me check my calendar.
Okay. Everybody, this is
oh no.
This is really good stuff.
No, they have a question. They can wait a sec. It's Wednesday. They're looking at my file because I uploaded all those documents.
You guess Melissa's giving her CFO energy right now. They have a question. And they can wait.
They don't email. They just call me. It's very stressful because I don't have my tax docs in front of me, but they do.
Yeah.
And then they call me. Yeah.
You seem stressed all of a sudden.
I am stressed about taxes.
You're just trying to go on a hike.
This is my hike day.
This is my hike day. Maybe tomorrow too. This is all kind of on brand. This is how much I hate meetings. We have a tax meeting tomorrow. And it's like our annual thing for Dustin Nickerson Comedy. Mm-hmm. And Melissa's the CFO. And I'm the CEO. And we run this thing together.
Yeah.
A lot of the time I like to think of what we do is we sell the product of Dustin Nickerson Comedy. The jokes, the pod, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the clips, all that kind of stuff. And I'm in charge of sales. And I'm in charge of really making the product. Making the product. Uh-huh. So I do all the online stuff.
You make the widgets.
I make the widgets in the example you used earlier. That's hilarious. And you do...
I count the widgets.
You do some of the marketing. You count the widgets. You do the books. You manage the accounts. And then you make a million... You're also a graphic designer and an art teacher, so we make a million little creative decisions together.
Yeah.
This is a stand-up comedian because I hate meetings. If for no other reason, I'm a stand-up comedian because I hate having to do something. I hate having something on the calendar that I have to commit to it. It's just that thing. Yeah. You gotta, I don't want to. And I said to you earlier today, I said, could, instead of going to the meeting, could I mow the lawn? And you said yes, which mm-hmm. shows how much I don't want to go to a tax meeting, that I would rather do yard work. I picked yard work over a tax meeting.
I'm all for it.
Yes. It's the best news of my week.
If only you could choose that over going to the dentist.
Yeah, and our dentist likes me. That's why he gives
you like him.
That's why he gives me free mouth guards. Big flex.
Big flex.
Big flex right there. Those are actually pretty expensive. So, okay. So let me read this article right here.
All
right. And by article, again, as you can see here on camera, it's a little cartoon.
So read the account name.
The mini, it's at the mini ADHD coach with a couple underscores in there. You'll find it. And it says, how many of these do you struggle with? This is 10 things that people with ADHD can struggle with. You ready? Did you read this?
I am ready. No, I didn't read it.
Okay, here we go. Number one. Forgetting to pay my bills.
Yeah, I pay the bills.
Yeah, we had, didn't we have a bill for a while that it was my job to pay, and then you just finally took that over?
That sounds correct.
There was one. What was it? Was it Verizon? I think.
Yeah, for the longest time, we've had phone plans together for like 18 years. Mm-hmm. And so for the longest time, you were the only one on the account. And
for Verizon.
For Verizon. And yeah. Then eventually we got my name added, mm-hmm. and you know.
It was the last bit of patriarchy we were holding on to. Chauvinism that I pay the phone bill around here. Yeah, and I would just forget to do it all the time. So now mm-hmm. you still don't have it on your phone. You just take my phone.
I did actually get it on my phone. Oh. You know how passwords are. They're hard.
They are very hard
it's
to
like
remember.
Like 1,000 passwords.
Struggling to keep up with professional emails. Yes.
I too struggle with that.
Yeah, that might be mm-hmm. just like a busyness thing.
I will write my response to a professional email and then I have to like reread it mm-hmm. and cut some stuff out.
Yeah.
to get to the point
yeah.
and to not come across as like mean,
condescending, judgmental, self-righteous.
Oversharing. Yeah.
All of the above.
And sometimes people are like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, I do think that you that's know? A good example of how we compliment one another, and that like even those two things, or just like emails, like you help pay the bills. And a lot of time, if you're sending an email to another professional or our landlord, we have a little thing that we're like, well, let me filter that before.
You kind of pepper it with some positives sometimes.
I make it sound like you don't hate them.
And I don't, I just will get too direct or, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take things pretty personally.
I know, but I'm aware of that.
That's true.
It's part of the process.
Right? It is part of the process. Yeah. So struggling to keep up with professional emails. Okay, here we go. Number three, forgetting to send back items you want to return.
This was today. Amazon, that was came up at the this Patreon came up on Zoom.
Amazon is an impulse nightmare. It's just, it's so easy to buy things, Melissa. It's the genesis of the desire to the purchase is 20 seconds. If you have a bad internet connection, it's 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You can be hitting purchase.
And you can track that
for
a day until it arrives, which...
Yeah.
An ADHD person
and
might
then you
do.
Get it and you're like, I didn't need a beanbag. I thought I did.
Or I didn't look at the specs and it's double the size and I wanted.
I got too small of a beanbag.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Doesn't fit in my room.
This is it's too easy to buy stuff on the internet. It really, really is. Which if you were selling a marriage book on the internet would be super helpful.
One click
and boom, pre-order now. And now it, you know, gets shipped on June 7th, all hypothetically. So, but then sometimes you order stuff that's wrong. And then your partner who doesn't have ADHD is just kind of left.
Collecting those items. Around the house.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a kindness banner that I ordered. And was it too big or too small? I forget. It was too big. It was a flag. I ordered a flag. Like you would raise it at the schools and you'd be like, that's a pretty big flag. Like if it were raised on a flagpole, you would look at it and be like, I think that's an oversized flag. That's not even just a normal flag size.
Yeah, it was too big.
Yeah. It was a nice idea though.
It was.
Okay. Another thing that people with ADHD struggle with, according to the mini ADHD coach, is letting food get bad in the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much. I was talking with our school pickup dads and me at the elementary school, and monitoring the food in the fridge is like you got to do it 2 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I cooking? What am I freezing? What am I throwing away? What's going bad? Because the stuff in the back, like you cannot see.
Yeah. And do you think that, so this may or may not relate to ADHD for you. That's just, I have a house of six people.
No, but I'm just saying like, if your job, you know, if you're out of the house like 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something.
Yeah.
Then like you have 2 hours to cook and go to bed or whatever, but you've got to look through your fridge mm-hmm. and like throw out your milk you know, put stuff in the front so the kids eat the lunch meat that's open.
Yeah.
That
kind
of stuff.
Absolutely.
Or else you're just like, lighting money on fire.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We tell that mm-hmm. to our kids all the time when they don't finish food. You go, I just go, okay, so you didn't finish this. Did you want me to just throw this plate of money in the trash? No. I get that you're hungry or that you didn't really like the taste of this money. So did you just want me to put it in the trash then? No. It's totally fine. If that's what you want, I just want you to be clear that I want to be clear that I'm understanding what you want right now. You want me to take this plate of money. Actually, first, I'm going to put the remains of it in the garbage disposal. I'm going to put this money in the garbage disposal. Hopefully, it's not a coin because that's going to break the garbage disposal. Okay, just so we understand there.
Oh, I was going to say, mm-hmm. We had a couple nights with like kind of miscellaneous dinners. And I asked Gloria, our 12-year-old with ADHD, to get Claire some lunch meat. Mm-hmm. Like she has like, you know, some fruit and veggies, cheese, lunch mm-hmm. meat. And mm-hmm. I did everything but the lunch meat. Mm-hmm. But then I had to leave. I came home a couple hours later and the lunch meat was on the counter.
That's
an ADHD thing.
I remember one time at my old job at the Croc Center, I went into the admin office supplies room and I got all the things that I needed. It was kind of like a bigger pickup. I needed to get some paper and clips and whatnot, you know, office stuff. Our friend Christina, who we know and was at the show in Balboa, Christina, wife of Peter, husband of Christina, Peter, who does so much art for us, took a picture of the room and there were like, I think there were, we counted like there were like 15, there was a potential of like 20 drawers that could be left open. And I had left like 9 of the 20 open, almost half.
Yes.
And she just sent it to me and she goes, Dustin was here. Everyone
knew.
That's
what I always say is I can retrace your steps like to a T.
Yeah. Like in the middle of the night when there's Advil on the floor because I had a headache in the middle of the night. Here we go. Always forgetting something at the grocery store. That one doesn't particularly apply to me, but it did during the pandemic when I don't do a lot of grocery shopping.
That is so hard.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I think that's true of everyone. Yeah.
Something this week.
Buying something impulsively. At the start of the pandemic, I would do the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Because the family got together and voted me most expendable. Like, we don't want to lose somebody. But
and I've been doing it for 18 years.
Exactly.
But so maybe we should switch.
Yeah. And if we have to lose somebody, it can't be mom. And so it has to be dad. It can't be the kids can't go. They can't drive.
It's the most dangerous place.
And they can't buy booze, which is the main thing we're buying during the pandemic. So it's got to be dad. We'll clean his shoes when he gets home. It's got to be dad. When you shop with ADHD, your list is crucial. You are like, you're bouncing around like a pinball machine. There's no order to mm-hmm. where you're going. You just kind of go as the Holy Spirit leads. So I'm all over the place. But every single time that I would grocery shop, and this is a perfect example of grocery shopping with ADHD, I would forget multiple things.
Yeah.
And I would add some bizarre things. The funniest thing that I can remember buying here that we had no business buying was, it was like the week after Easter. So I bought like a 4-foot stuffed peep.
Yes. Stuffed animal.
Stuffed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The stuffed animal.
Yeah. But like March, that 2 years ago, like we needed a 4-foot stuffed peep.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really even in question. You absolutely needed it for emotional support, if nothing else. So yes, this applies.
It's more fun when you grocery shop for us. That,
yeah. Also and more expensive.
Also, like everything was out. Remember? Yeah. Like you couldn't get ingredients.
Also, I'm pretty sure the state of California bought that stuffed peach or peep.
The peep.
The stuffed peep, I think, was bought. There was
they didn't let us work, so.
No, and you were very good at government forms.
Yeah.
So you got out of that.
Non-ADHD thing.
Here we go. Forms. Another thing that people with ADHD have is hyper-focusing on random things until late at night.
Oh, so much. Yeah. So we had to go to the mall yesterday, and you filmed a couple things on your phone.
Uh-huh.
At the most random times and places, but it's part of your job. And
sure.
It's when it came to you and mm-hmm. you had good lighting. There's always downtime at the mall.
Yeah. So, I don't need to be there. We can send you, because we were there because we got some stuff coming out. Mom needed some outfits. So mom had her shopping day. But you don't shop like a lot of the old like troubles, like women be shopping. It's not that. It's you actually want me there and I don't mind going with you. But the best way to do it is to kind of send you in a couple minutes before you start. Yeah. I come evaluate and then I grab the stuff that I think would work. And then we go to the dressing room or whatever and start trying mm-hmm. stuff on. So that actually worked out pretty good. But yeah, random little things at night. Absolutely. And in the middle of the day. The sleeping, it's just not our thing. Just not our thing.
Well, you just can't control when the creative stuff comes.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Here we go. Also, a couple more of these. Starting things at the last minute.
Oh my gosh. Claire's project.
Yeah, well, that's I wouldn't. So we're trying to figure out if our youngest has ADHD. Honestly, I don't care because she's eight.
I think it would be ADD, but yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But I do think that Clara had a massive mental block to starting her report, as well as like an emotional block.
Yeah.
And I don't know which was larger, but like we really had to walk her through that one.
I think that was an 8-year-old not wanting to do homework personally.
Well, it was her first oral report.
Yeah. And I think she crushed it. We'll see.
Anyways.
Starting things last minute. Okay, we have one more of these. Ready?
Okay. Yep.
Here we go. Or two more on the last slide. Having new hobbies all the time. This is so funny because this is our daughter, Gloria. And one of the things is a ukulele. And
absolutely.
That was another. That's such a classic example of, here's a parenting tip. If your kid wants to try an instrument, you have to buy them the cheapest version of that instrument first.
Right.
You have to. Otherwise, you're going to have a very expensive ukulele just sitting in the corner.
Just a customized.
Just a beautiful ukulele. Just sitting there with its pineapple paint on it or whatever it may be, or butterflies or whatever it may be. You have a very expensive, you have to buy them a cheap ukulele because you do not know if they're going to make it. Also, so many of the great musicians have stories of that first cheap piano or guitar or whatever they had. So,
but as far as birthday and Christmas gifts go, like you might as well buy your kids like things that will, hobbies or passions or interests, you know, 100%. That's what you should buy them.
Lastly, experiencing a lot of intense emotions. I know that's not just ADHD because our whole family has it.
You just threw my phone.
I did because I have ADHD. That's the theme right here. All right, Melissa, bring us home.
I hope you learned something, Isaac.
Isaac, yeah, you have it, buddy.
Because during our Zoom hang,
he flipped a coin
the whole time.
Yeah.
And then we talked about impulse buying on the internet. So it was great.
Congrats, Isaac.
Yeah.
Just run with it, buddy. Exactly. One of my favorite things to do with ADHD is just let it run sometimes. Just go. Just what are you going to say next? Just say whatever crazy. Last night, you were trying to fall asleep and you were like, did you say something? I was like, I was talking to myself. I was literally just,
You're running jokes in your head?
I was running something in my head. I don't know.
Fantastic.
That's it. I think we're done.
Well, that's it. I think we're done.
All right, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks, Spike.
Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is the $25 a month and up patrons. Those are Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code to Grow, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, Dave and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Taryn Isaac, I always mess that up, my bad, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ebling, and Juliana Smith. Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.